Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
For today's short devotional, we continue on in our look at the life of David. And I want to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, where we're going to see people who are in distress, in debt, and discontent. Here we go, 1 Samuel chapter 22, starting at verse 1. David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down to him there. And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him. On the run from both King Saul and the Philistines, David escaped to the cave of Adullam. This cave became David's place of refuge. He couldn't go to his house. He couldn't go to his palace. He couldn't go to Samuel. He couldn't go to Jonathan. He couldn't go to the house of the Lord. And he couldn't go to the ungodly. But he could go to a humble cave and find refuge. God called an unlikely and unique group to David in the Adullam cave. Everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. These were not the men David would choose for himself, but they were the ones God called to him. These men were in distress. Their own lives weren't easy or together. They had problems of their own, yet God called them to David at the Adullam cave. These men were in debt. They hadn't seen a lot of success in the past, and they were stung from their past failures. They had problems of their own, yet God called them to David at the Adullam cave. These men were discontented. The Hebrew word for discontented means bitter of soul. They knew the bitterness of life, and they were not satisfied with their lives or with King Saul. They wanted something different and something better. And God called them to David at the Adullam cave. These men all came to David when he was down and out, hunted and despised. Once David came to the throne, there were a lot of people who wanted to be around him. The glory of these 400 men is that they came to David in the cave. All in all, there were about 400 men with him. David was the one God anointed to be the next king of Israel, and he became Israel's greatest earthly king. But just as much as God called David, God also called these 400 to come beside David. Now, each principle is important. The principle that, for the most part, God leads through a called and anointed man, that principle is important. When the ark had to be built, God didn't call 400 men. He called Noah. When Israel needed deliverance from Egypt, God didn't call a committee. He called Moses. Over and over again in the scriptures, God directs his work through a called and anointed man, rarely through what we might call a committee. At the same time, the principle that God rarely calls that man to work alone, that's important. David needed these 400 men. And even if he never thought so before, it was true now. They were just as called and anointed as David was, but they were called and anointed to follow and support David, and he was called and anointed to lead them. Now, David had his followers, and so does the son of David, Jesus Christ. He is also something of a king in exile who gathers around himself people who are in distress, in debt, and discontent. What does Jesus do with those people? He leads them, he trains them, and he prepares them for the day when he will truly reign in a way that is evident to everybody. If that describes you in any way whatsoever, in distress, in debt, and discontent, come to Jesus, the Son of David, and he'll train you, receive you, and prepare you for that coming day.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.